Grilling a burger this Memorial Day will cost you more than it did last year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the price of ground beef is up about 14%, a kind of sad fact for this unofficial start to summer in the grilling season. But if you want to use less meat and still get more flavor out of your burger or your fish or veggies, listen up. In May of 2011, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst brought host Robin Young some recipes for rubs and marinades and what she modestly calls the best barbecue sauce. While you warm up the barbecue, let's listen back to that conversation.
A rub is a dry infusion of flavor. In front of you, there's two little jars. This little green-looking one here, This is a combination of fennel seeds, which are really aromatic, dried rosemary, red chili pepper, ground ginger, salt, pepper, and some light brown sugar.
Oh, my.
And the idea is that this is dry. You can make this mixture, and it will keep for months. It'll keep through the whole grilling season. And what you do is you literally rub that, whether it's a steak or chicken or ribs or fish or a piece of tofu. You pat it down on the food. You let it infuse. It looks like it's doing nothing, but in fact it is. And then the rub stays on when you put it on the grill. It generally protects the food. It won't burn, and it infuses it with all these herbs and spices.
You've got another one here.
I have another one. That one is kind of red, and we have pictures on the website. That's a smoked Spanish paprika. So it's sweet and smoky and hot, and there's cumin in there and chili powder and, again, salt and pepper.
How do you get the smoked paprika? Did you buy it that
way? Yeah, you know, you can find it now in specialty food stores and grocery stores. It's just a Spanish paprika. There's a sweet version and a hot. You can use either one. That is amazing on a flat iron steak or a flank steak, pork chop or ribs. It's also good on very thick, oily fish, like a bluefish, where there's so much flavor that the smoked paprika and the chili really can hold up to the oiliness of the fish.
There's the rub. I had to get it in there. And again, posted at our website, herenow.org. But you've also got marinades and sauces.
Right.
What's the difference?
Okay, so a marinade is like... think of like putting something into a bubble bath, right? You're sort of infusing a liquid. A marinade is wet, and what you do is you take your food, again, it could be red meat, it could be poultry, it could be fish, and you put it into this wet mixture, and you let it sit anywhere from an hour to 48 hours. For instance, one of my favorite marinades, I love butterfly of lamb, which is a leg of lamb where the bone has been taken out and the two flaps of meat open up and it looks like a butterfly. One of the most unusual marinade ingredients is yogurt, whole yogurt. It tenderizes the meat. I do whole yogurt, fresh mint leaves, olive oil, coarsely ground pepper, and a little balsamic vinegar, and I let the lamb sit sometimes for 2 days. Now, one of the things about marinades, people say, oh, I forgot to do a marinade, I don't have time. Even if a piece of food sits in a wet marinade for 15 or 20 minutes, it will make a difference.
Okay, it seems obvious, but it's marinating in the fridge.
It's marinating
in the
fridge,
right.
Always.
Right.
One really important thing is you never want to add lemon juice to a marinade, particularly when you're marinating fish, because it cooks the fish. Not quite literally, but the citrus breaks down the enzymes in the fish and it starts to almost cook itself. So you only add the lemon juice or lemon zest 5 minutes before it goes on the grill.
So that's a marinade, and you mentioned the yogurt. But just what are some of the things you can marinate in? It can be anything.
I love using Asian flavors, a soy-based marinade with fresh ginger, smashed lemongrass, a little sesame oil, fresh lime juice at the end. Lime is a great marinade ingredient. A marinade can be as simple as coarsely ground pepper and fresh lime juice. But again, if you're doing the citrus, you'd only keep it on for 5 minutes.
Right.
And you can just put wine on top of something and let it sit. All of these liquids like soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce, wine, yogurt, they break food down and tenderize it.
Great.
So that by the time it hits the grill, you're 10 steps ahead of everybody else.
I've done apple juice on occasion.
Apple juice is great. Cranberry juice.
Nothing else. Okay. So that's the marinade. Barbecue sauces. You've got one here.
I do. I very modestly call it the best barbecue sauce. this took me 5 minutes to make. It's full of complex flavors. It's got ginger and garlic. It has maple syrup. It's got some ketchup. It's got some Chinese chili paste. It's sweet. It's spicy. this stuff is so good. Now, the sauce comes towards the end of the grilling. If you put a rub on first, that's fine. If you've marinated first, that's fine. But the sauce gets brushed on in the last few minutes because you don't want it burning. I have a plate of barbecue chicken in front of you. This chicken was grilled, and then the barbecue sauce was then just brushed right onto it in the last minute. Or you can brush sauce on at the table or serve it separately. But taste that.
I was going to say, or you can eat it with a spoon.
I won't even tell you how much I ate while I was making it. There's something really pleasing about this. It's a 10-minute process. Isn't that great?
It's just wonderful in and of itself. And I taste all these different tastes that you listed. But, you know, is this really that much better? I mean, it's yours, and it's great. But is it that much better than bottled? You know, is there any bottled you could see using?
Yeah, there are great bottled barbecue sauces. The thing about making a homemade sauce is, okay, I'll be realistic here because I tend to exaggerate. 10 minutes tops, and you get that fabulous flavor.
Really?
That barbecue sauce will keep for a good 2 weeks. If you wanted to can it, it would keep for a year. You know exactly what's in it. There's no preservatives. There's no stabilizers. There's no corn syrup. That's my problem with a lot of these bottled sauces is they pump them up with a lot of sugars and stabilizers. But sure, if it's the difference between getting you outside and cooking and not, go for the bottled.
And if you haven't had a chance to make Kathy Gunst's world's greatest barbecue sauce and you don't have anything handy in a bottle, just what else might you just slap on a chicken on a grill towards the end? Anything you can?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted something sweet, you could just brush on honey or maple syrup because it's thick. But you could also brush on a little bit of chili paste mixed with lime juice or a little bit of sesame oil brushed with a little soy sauce. These are just flavor blasts. They're really potent flavors, and they wake up grilled foods.
That was Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst speaking with Robin Young back in May of 2011. If you've got a favorite marinade, we want to know about it. Pass it on at hereandnow.org.